Hello, and thank you for listening today. I'm Ann Cosgrove, Editor-in-Chief of Facility Executive Magazine. And for this Solutions 2020 feature, I'm speaking with David O'Driscoll, and he is Senior Director of Strategic Initiatives with HID Global. Today, he and I will be talking a bit about industry trends, along with the company's offerings to the facility management market in 2020. Hi, David. Thank you for joining me today.
Hi, Ann. Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So let's dive right in. I would like to ask you to please tell me just a little bit about HID Global, the company, and then what are some of the facilities-related trends that the company is focusing on for 2020?
Yeah, sure. So HID Global, I mean, we power the trusted identities of the world's people, places, and things with solutions like access control, identity management, asset tracking. We've got a wide breadth of products that cover all of those areas. And I think when we talk about specifically to facilities management, identity management, where are people within your facility, mustering, how are we going to ensure that people are in the right place where they belong? If something happens, how do we ensure that those people have been removed or able to get to safety, and we're able to manage all of that auditing? So not only are we able to look at managing within a facility, you know, the assets that move around, but the people. And that's really, for us, you know, the focus from the secure issuance side is ensuring that the identity of those people is managed, is secure, and can be facilitated in a very easy and mobile manner.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. So then, building on that, I'd like to ask you, what is a notable product that the company is offering to the facility management market in 2020? And if you can just give us a kind of a brief overview of that, that would be great.
Sure. So the one that I'll focus on for our discussion today is called HID Fargo Connect. And it's a cloud / web-based solution that integrates directly with the personnel management solution that a customer would be using. So that could be anything from a full PACS head end. So how are you actually tracking and managing the people, granting them access rights? Or it could be an HR type of product that someone is using to manage the various people within the various locations. And what we really provide is a very safe, secure, and mobile ability to manage the printing aspect of those people. So we want to ensure that those people first have been vetted, they are authenticated, they can prove that they are who they say they are, and that ID will help provide that. But more importantly is, how do we manage all of that when we look at it from multiple location standpoint? So there's a relative ease of use. If I have everyone within my one facility, they're always able to come into the one main office. I can vet them. I can use my card printer, and I can validate their ID and personalize that for them. It gets much more complex when we have multiple locations within a region, or even if we want to talk globally. How do I manage all those locations? How do I ensure that, as an example, my printers are online, that those cards that have been produced have got into the correct hands? Well, when we look at Fargo Connect, what that really allows us to do is centrally manage a global or a distributed printing environment. And we do that by way of a portal, by the web access, by the cloud access. So anyone from anywhere can access some of those details from any device, and it really streamlines the process. You can have the peace of mind of having your various locations set up and secure and able to provide that credential, that validated ID on demand within any region.
Okay, great. So then you mentioned, I'm getting kind of a central portal, central control is one piece of that and one benefit, and I think that's great to point out. So I'd like to ask you, building on that or obviously the other features, can you kind of talk a little bit more about how the Fargo Connect platform works and serves the facility management market? I know you've already touched on some of that, but if you can talk a little bit more about, you know, what facility managers can expect to benefit from, you know, on the day-to-day and in long-term if they implemented this platform.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's important to note, you know, given the timeline that we've got, HID, we have a broad portfolio of ways to track assets, track people, Again, from a centralized visibility standpoint through a portal that you'd be able to access. So there's a variety of different solutions that would fall in line with that. We have one, Blue Vision, and then we also have actually people tracking as well. And it kind of gives you the ability to make your environment much smarter so that you know areas that people are in, as an example, how often they're going there. Give you the feedback on, do I typically have, this may sound silly, but anyone who's running the facility and the doors will understand that, is there a particular location where the door is always jammed or it's always left open? Maybe we need to alter how we're managing that particular location. Is there areas where no one really goes, and do we need to make sure that, we limit the number of people that have access to that at any given time? Really, when we start looking at the broader picture of what HID can do, it gets to the point of touching just about every aspect of a facility manager's daily life. If I focus specifically on the Fargo Connect piece, really what that does is it takes away a lot of the headaches that someone's going to deal with in trying to manage and understand where do they have some of their hardware. So the Fargo printers, as an example, where are they? Are they online? Do we have technical issues? How many cards have been printed? Who's been printing those cards? Do we have an audit trail for those cards? And so when you start to look at the complexity of where those locations are, the different time challenges that there may be if someone's halfway around the world, and then talking on the shipping costs as an example, you really start to see that HID Fargo Connect allows the peace of mind and the visibility that people need to have so that they can, quite frankly, focus on the things that generally that demand more of their time. So by being able to have a central portal that allows them to, at any point, take a look and see which printers are online, which printers are printing, securely sending print jobs around the globe. So as an example, looking at someone in North America is sending something over into the Asia Pacific region during the day. You can have those cards sitting and queued and ready to go. And now that remote facility manager or manager comes in the morning, authenticates to that console and that printer, and then it allows them to go ahead and release that print job. So now not only have we reduced the amount of work that that person has had to do, but we've provided them the security to know that not anybody is going to be able to go in and grab those credentials. They'll be issued to that personnel right away, so they get to do what they're supposed to be doing as quickly as possible. And then based on regional pricing and how you can access the various peripherals that you'll need, can dramatically reduce costs. I mean, when we've done evaluations and had discussions, deeper dives with our more global or regionally based customers, we're seeing a really dramatic impact on their shipping costs, which, again, might seem a little surprising, but we're talking tens of thousands of dollars in some cases per month. So that revenue can easily be put into something maybe more productive that that those people would like to use beyond the fact of having the ease of use and the security. I don't want to complicate it, but I think that a really important note, again, is when we, particularly when we start talking of global trends, privacy concerns, GDPR. So how are we ensuring that my information is not being sent somewhere and someone is storing that information? With HID Fargo Connect, all data terminates and there's no trace of it once that credential has been printed. So all of the data that is managed daily within, whether it's your PAC system or your HR system, however that's being managed, we want to allow people to continue to use that application. That's what they live and breathe in. We don't want to complicate things and have them learn a new application. Really simplify the process of that centralized visibility to a distributed printing and impact your day-to-day as little as possible, and in fact enhance it when it comes down to the time that's required and the cost that's required.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for that overview. And I really think that is important to talk about.
My pleasure. Thank you again. And like I said, there's a lot of different moving pieces. So I'm sure that with HID Global, we can provide something. There's a solution out there that can absolutely have a positive impact on your base.
Wonderful. Thank you. So I will thank our listeners and also direct them to your website, and that's HIDglobal.com to learn more about HID Fargo Connect that we've talked about here today with David, as well as other offerings from the company.